I want to thank Arlene and the people who participated in the panel under David Simpson's chairmanship very much indeed for that excellent contribution to our conference, and we wish Arlene very well for the future. Mr. Chairman, I've been asked just to say a few words to you this morning in terms of the elections that are coming up over the next 3 years, and it's a great pleasure and honour to once again speak to this tremendous conference, the conference of the largest party in Northern Ireland. And it's good to see many familiar faces and to welcome into our ranks all those new councillors and representatives who have joined us from other parties this year again. You're very, very welcome. We are a growing party, and above all else, we have been entrusted by the people of Northern Ireland to work on their behalf. And we have experienced victories at Westminster, in the Assembly, and in Europe, and in local government that are beyond what anyone had expected when this party was formed 42 years ago in 1971. Many things have changed over the years, and various factors have led us to the position that we're in today as Northern Ireland's largest political party. There's the leadership that's been given by Dr. Paisley, first of all, but now by Peter Robinson. And let us today, once again, as I did yesterday, acknowledge the tremendous work that Peter is doing in leading not just our province, but leading this party forward to greater and better things. But along with the leadership at the top, what's taken us as a party to where we are today is the constant, faithful dedication of our party members and supporters. The membership of this party has been the bedrock of our election victories. It is your loyalty and commitment which has ensured the successes that we enjoy today. On behalf of the party, I want to thank you for all of the work that you have put in during elections past and indeed between elections, for your service to our cause and for your steadfast support. But today we look forward as well. Another election will soon be upon us. Doesn't seem that long ago that we were celebrating the 2011 Assembly election results and the local government elections as well. They were yet again a resounding success for our party, and the votes that were cast demonstrated the confidence that the people of Northern Ireland have in us. Those votes were hard won. Those votes were not ours by right. They were given to us by the people. They entrusted us with their faith and expect us to deliver for them. We take nothing for granted. We know that every vote counts and every vote has to be earned. Next year, the fight goes on. And this party stands ready for the European and the local government elections, and we will take our message to the people, confident in the knowledge that only the DUP is united, resolute, and able to deliver for Northern Ireland. Because you see, isn't it the case, and it's self-evident, that while other parties dither and bicker, the DUP stands together, strong and decisive. Others lack vision and want to drag us down or backwards, always criticising and carping. The DUP moves forward, taking Northern Ireland forward as well. Conference, we must not underestimate the importance of the elections next May. It's almost 6 months precisely from today that those elections will be taking place. For the first time in 3 years, people will go to the polls for elections to the European Parliament and to elect the new councillors in 11 district councils across Northern Ireland. But these elections present us with significant electoral opportunities. And the DUP will be fighting for every vote cast. We want to ensure that we keep building on the progress that has been secured by this party for our country. There's too much at stake for our country to allow us to go backwards. So we're looking forward to the campaigns ahead. We do so on the strong basis that this party serves the people of Northern Ireland all the time, full time, not just at election time. We are a grassroots party. We have more elected representatives on the ground drawn from across the province than any other party. And day in, day out, It is this party that is serving the needs of the communities in the province. Others talk, but we deliver on the everyday issues that affect people the most in our communities. Now, we know that the work of the European Parliament is perceived to be distant by some, detached from our lives, something that concerns only farmers and fishermen. That perception is, of course, far from reality, as we've heard this morning. What happens there affects the lives of every citizen in Northern Ireland. And it's important that we have MEPs who know the job, know how it will affect us, know what needs to be done and who will defend the interests of Northern Ireland. And over the last 4.5 years, Northern Ireland has enjoyed that first-class representation in Europe because of the work of our DUP MEP. And I think it can be safely said that Diane has proved herself a candidate in the next election worthy of our support, and her hard work and determination and commitment to the people of Northern Ireland are evident every day. She has taken Northern Ireland's representation in Europe to new levels, and today we commit ourselves as a party in this conference to helping her secure another term in the European Parliament next year. And if we fight this election in the same manner in which she has fought for the people of Northern Ireland in Europe, if we are as resolute, persistent and diligent in our work as she has been, then we can be very, very confident of success. Now, we also have very important elections to the councils in May. Never before have councils in Northern Ireland had as much power as these new councils will have in 2015. In addition to their existing responsibility, councillors will also have control over new powers such as planning, regeneration, among others, allowing us to have the ability to deliver even more for our constituents. So as we approach these elections, we do so with confidence. And we can be confident for many reasons. We can be confident because we are in touch with people's needs. You only have to look at other parties' conferences to know what their priorities are, whether it's squabbles over their leadership, whether or not they're in or out of government, or even if Stormont should have a beauty pageant, they demonstrate how out of touch they are with the ordinary voter. Our party has been focused on the issues that matter to people, jobs, the economy, as we've been hearing this morning, healthcare, education, justice. And as I speak to people in my own constituency and further afield, I hear very clearly that issues like the cost of living, energy prices and so on are the greatest concerns that people have, whether it's the cost of fuel or food or other everyday issues. These are the things that concern people, and this is what people want us to be focused on. And that is why yesterday I made a pledge on behalf of this party that every DUP candidate in the next council election will sign a low rates pledge. If people want to protect their pockets and ensure a sensible use of ratepayers' money, they should support the DUP candidates in the council elections. That's the clear message. We are making this pledge for a simple reason. People's budgets are stretched enough already without adding to the burden. And we're doing this because we're in touch with people's needs, and we will use whatever tools we have at our disposal to help them. We can also look forward to this election with confidence because we're a party that delivers. And you've already heard from Arlene this morning some of the issues, and Peter will be amplifying on that later on. The thousands of constituency cases that we deal with on a day-to-day basis across the province, every day, every week, every month. The positive changes that we're bringing about at all levels of government. The DUP is the party that delivers. The DUP has introduced free travel for our pensioners, introduced the Warm Home Scheme, introduced the Small Business Rates Relief Scheme, kept rates low, capped tuition fees for young people going to university, brought forward good new childcare arrangements, scrapped the air passenger duty, and many, many other things that we have done as well. Those need to be repeated over and over and over. And that investment in our infrastructure also. The DUP delivers while others talk about it. We're in the business of delivery. And that has contributed to our strength and helped make us the largest party. Friends, there are many who during this election period will carp and criticise, want to belittle or ignore our achievements, and in every way possible. They will attack us because it is politically expedient to do so, and because they have no positive achievements of their own to point to. But we have a record to be proud of, and we are happy to let the electorate judge us by our actions, not by talk. And we can also be confident because we work together as a strong DUP team. As we go to the electorate, we offer something that no other party can boast of. We are the only party to work for the people at all levels of government, in councils, in the Assembly, at Westminster, and in Europe. And not only do we work at all levels, but we work together as a strong, united team. So, conference, we can and should face these elections with confidence. Confidence about the record of our party and of our elected representatives. Confident about the message that we have and the work we want to do. Confident about the vision that we have for the future. We know where we want to take this province. Confident, but not complacent, reminding ourselves that we do not hold public office as of right, but because it is the will of the people that we are honoured to serve. Friends, we have work to do in the coming year. It starts today as you go up and down the country lanes, go door to door, street by street, in villages, towns and cities across Northern Ireland. You can be proud that you're a member of the Democratic Unionist Party, a party that is in touch with the voters, a party that works as a team, a party that listens, a party that has vision, and a party that works hard and will continue to deliver. And moreover, we can be proud that under our stewardship, Northern Ireland's place in the Union is more secure than it has been at any other time in our history. As our country inches towards its second century, our work is more important than ever. So let us renew our commitment to our cause. Let us prove ourselves worthy and deserving of the support of the men and women of Northern Ireland. Let us go forward, delegates, today to victory in 2014. Let us commit ourselves to that cause. Thank you very much. Thank you.